My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Which local coach is under the most pressure this year? I think there's a different set of goals for every program at the start, and then things obviously evolve and change as the season goes on. Pitt starts 4-0, you're starting to think about ACC championship, things like that. But Pat Narduzzi goes 3-9 last year after winning 20 combined games the prior 2 years. Neil Brown was on the chopping block. He wins 9 games last season, so expectations change. James Franklin, I think you need to make the college football playoff. Which coach is under the most pressure, Doran?
I'm going to go with James Franklin because they are getting antsy up there in Happy Valley. They've had a successful program for, I mean, many, many years, and there's a measure of success in whenever you're looking at football, when we're looking at sports. And they win a lot of games usually every year, but they don't win that big game. And I think people are getting a little bit uneasy about that. It's like, when are we going to get over the hump and win the big game? Now the college football playoff has expanded, so there's a little bit more room for error, as you've been saying the past couple days. Now, you have to win those playoff games if you do make it to the playoffs, if you're Penn State. And I do know that there's people that are Franklin fans and think that he's done a good job, and there's Penn State people who think that they need to move on and find somebody else. I think the pressure for him not having Michigan and just having Ohio State on the schedule and having to win that game or to vault them into the playoffs, you have to win in the playoffs too.
It's not just
good enough to make it to the playoffs. And there's a higher standard, I think, for Penn State fans up there, and they're getting sick of what their type of mediocrity. And I think that Franklin really needs to come through at this point.
Real quick, Pat, before you're rubbing your hands together here.
This is a really good topic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Good job there, kid.
I think that Franklin has to beat Ohio State and make the playoff, or make the playoff and win a playoff game.
Yes.
You have to win a big game.
Yes.
Making the playoff because you go 11-1 or 10-2, but you don't beat Ohio State and then you lose a playoff game. Is it really different?
No.
It's not different at all.
No.
Because you'll have lost the big game, and you'll have done it at home at Beaver Stadium, which, my God, would be totally electric for a playoff game. So I'm with you 100% on that, Doran. Now, you were rubbing your fingers together over there, Mr. Boss.
I think they're all under pressure.
Yep.
I think to varying degrees. I think Penn State and James Franklin are under the most pressure because they, by virtue of the size of their stadium and the amount of money they bring, being in the Big Ten, the financial strength they have, they are at the high-stakes poker table. Like they're at the high stakes. They're at the price of poker for them's high.
Them, Zeiss, Jake Gensel, and Yamir Yager all at that
yeah.
table.
Yeah. And if they have
Roderick Jones,
Holgerson,
if they want to compete, and see a path forward to winning a national championship, they've said that this is a playoff team. And I just feel that James Franklin is rubbing. He's wearing a little thin with people up there. There's a lot of talk, and they haven't necessarily walked the walk and won a big game. And if they don't do that this year, with a five-star quarterback and some of their best recruiting classes. And it's a 12-team playoff. Like, there's no excuse. You have to wonder if it's not thinking about moving forward. They got a new AD up there. Pat Kraft has signed a big extension. I mean, he means business. I think Neil Brown's situation is different than Pat Narduzzi's, but more similar. Yeah, he's got to prove that last year wasn't an anomaly.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
His contract is much, much, much easier to stomach. He's only under the contract through 27. He was given a one-year extension. New AD.
Which lowered the buyout, actually.
Lowered the buyout. One new AD, right? Football is the most important thing down there. And if they go 6-6 this year, I think you're starting to wonder if he's – I don't think he gets fired after this season unless they go 3-9,
mm-hmm.
2-10 or something like that. But you're starting to prepare for what we thought was the inevitable last year. Pat Narduzzi's got to prove that last year was an anomaly.
Right.
In the opposite way. And I'm not sure, I saw Joe Starkey's article, which I read it in its entirety, and he makes some valid points, but I'm not sure that, 10 wins is the low bar to prove that last year was a fluke, but it's got to show progress. New offense, young quarterback. Can you show promise for the future?
Well, okay. So obviously, and sorry, Dorn, I started talking, I didn't even look at you first. This is an outsider's perspective here. If I am looking at Narduzzi this year and thinking about what would be the lowest level of success that I could stomach, I think you go 6-6, you go to a bowl game, you win a bowl game, Eli Holstein's your quarterback, and the offense looks like, as the season goes on, it looks very good. I don't think that's an unsuccessful season, but that's me looking from an outsider's perspective.
No, I think the fact that Pat Narduzzi was willing to make such a change on offense.
Yes, and I say that about Franklin, too.
They moved the goalposts a little bit on. Now, Franklin didn't. Narduzzi, because Franklin he's rolled through offensive coordinators, and their standard is still a college football playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Pat Narduzzi and having a bad season and then willing to not just be stubborn and say we're going to play a certain way and change offensively, if that shows promise and bears fruit and you think there's a future with it, I think it gives him more margin for error. Whereas Franklin, again, I think they're making moves to go to a national championship game, not to bounce back from a 3-9 season.
That is true.
And they're talking that way.
But they also got to get the most out of Aller, too.
They do, and I'm not a believer. So he's got to prove me wrong, which doesn't matter to him, but he's got to prove me wrong for me to think that they're believing in him. If their belief in him is so strong and he doesn't perform, to me it's a black eye for their program.
Mm-hmm. And this is the season. Their recruiting class a couple of years ago was the recruiting class that they thought, Nate Earmark, 2024, let's go and contend and win a national championship.
And I'll say this real quick, that West Virginia has the tallest task with their schedule. Like, yeah, I can see successful seasons for Penn State and for Pitt. I think Pitt's schedule does match up well if they take care of the games they need to take care of. As we talked about yesterday, I think Cincinnati's a pivotal game.
Yep.
And then, obviously, West Virginia's a toss-up. If you win that, if you go 3-1 in September, you can see Pitt having a successful season. If you take care of business, if you're Penn State, and then say you do beat Ohio State, that would be somewhat a successful season. You do have to win in the playoffs. West Virginia? I mean, we went through the schedule 2 days ago. They have a tough task in front of them.
It's very tough, and I've said this before with Mike Tomlin. When you say every year that your goal is to win the Super Bowl and you're not even winning playoff games, you have to use their own words against them. Look, I think an 8-4 season, just like last year for West Virginia, is a little bit of proof of concept.
No question.
But that being said, they say they're a Big 12 title contender. They believe that. And so if you fall short of that, there are going to be people disappointed inside the program. So how can't I be? So I do think there's pressure on all these guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.